Well, I'm excited about this session. We're going to talk about, in the next two classes, how to reach the secular mind.
欢迎回到我们另一个课程，我们今日会探讨如何去赢得回这个属世的人。
All around us, it seems like people more and more are leaving the idea of religion.
我们周围的人越来越多人在远离宗教这个概念。
I remember when I was a college student, I had professors that would actually stand up in class and make fun of the Bible.
我记得我在大学的时候，有教授竟然会站起来去取笑圣经。
I myself was an atheist for many years.
我自己曾经是无神论者好多年了。
And many people are wondering today, what is the evidence that will prove that to us that the Bible can really be trusted?
很多人现在在探讨有什么证据证明圣经是真的。
What makes Christianity different from all the other world religions?
基督教和其他世界的宗教有何不同?
What makes me want to choose Christianity or religion at all?
为何我要选基督教,甚至为何我要选择宗教呢?
So in our next two classes, we're going to talk about what sets Christianity apart.
我们两个课程就会讲到基督教的不同。
How do I know that the Bible can really be trusted?
我如何知道圣经真的能够信靠。
So as always, we want to ask God to be with us.
当然如往常一样，我们要叫上帝与我们同在。
So let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer.
让我们低头做个祷告。
Father in heaven today.
天父上帝，今日。
As we look at this all-important subject on how to reach the secular mind.
当我们探讨如何赢回这些属世的人的时候。
Today we need your presence, we need your understanding.
我们需要你的存在，你我们需要你的理解。
We ask you to come into our midst now.
与我们同在。
Be by our sides.
与我们在我们身旁。
Help us to know how to reach this group of people.
帮助我们了解如何赢回这组人。
May your spirit be with us now. We ask in Jesus' name.
愿你的灵与我们同在，奉基督的名。
Amen. Many statements have been made about Jesus down through the years.
很多年以来都有说到关于基督的话。
Many negative critical statements.
很多负面的讲到耶稣的坏话的这些句子都出现。
One was made by Napoleon during the time that he lived.
在拿破仑活着的时代，拿破仑曾经说过。
Most everyone is familiar with Napoleon. They know who he is.
甚至很多人都认识谁是拿破仑。
This is what he said.
这是他所说的话。
He said, "As for myself, I do not believe that such a person as Jesus Christ ever existed."
他说，至于我自己，我根本不相信有耶稣基督这个人。
But as the people are inclined to superstition, it's better not to oppose them.
但是这些人很倾向于迷信，我就不要对抗他们了。
There are many people today that are denying the existence of Christ.
因为很多人在拒绝耶稣的存在。
They're denying that the Bible even is a book that's given by God.
他们拒绝圣经是上帝的话语。
There's another statement by Thomas Carlyle.
而又有一个一位人士 Thomas Carlyle 说过这句话。
If Jesus Christ were to come today, people would not even crucify him.
如果耶稣基督今日来到，人们都不会去把他钉死在十字架。
They would ask him to dinner and hear what he had to say and then make fun of him.
他们会叫他一起来吃晚餐，然后听他所说的，然后就取笑耶稣。
Christianity today is becoming known or is being said to be a crutch for weak people.
今日的基督教可以，人们都讲说是为给软弱的人的拐杖。
This new postmodern society, the new postmodern thinking, says that we don't need religion anymore.
这种新时代的思想就在说，我们根本不需要宗教了。
It says that the human mind is capable of taking care of itself.
说在人类可以照顾自己。
Religion is a way that people for years have coped with difficult trials in their life, but we don't need it anymore.
很多年以来，人们都以宗教为这个拐杖来帮助他们的问题，但是我们不再需要了。
This is the line of thinking that is beginning to shape the world.
这是一种思想在开始演变，传遍整个世界。
Another statement says, the story of Jesus is fascinating.
有一个人说，耶稣的故事是非常奇妙的。
It still has such a tremendous power even after 2,000 years, but we don't even know if Jesus really existed as a human being.
两千年之后还是有这么伟大的能力，但是我们都不知道他是否真的存在过。
This is very, very sad.
非常令人伤心。
Christianity is becoming a laughing stock of the world today.
基督教可以说成为世界的笑柄。
You know, more copies of the Bible have been printed today than in any other age, and yet people are more ignorant about it than they ever have been.
今日的圣经被印刷的 的数量远远超过任何的时代，但人们对圣经的了解比其他时代来的更少。
People read all kinds of books about the Bible.
人们都读有关圣经的书。
But they rarely read the Bible for themselves.
但很少自己他们会去读圣经。
And I believe today that that is why Christianity is becoming the laughing stock of the world.
我今天相信这是为什么很多次我们都基督教都成为世界的笑柄。
Because the power of God is not being seen in people's lives.
为上帝的能力不在人们生命中显现。
People, Christianity is becoming criticized.
基督教已经被攻击了。
And it's because there's a lack of power in the church.
就是因为教会里有缺乏能力。
And the reason for that is because there's a lack of people who are willing to dedicate themselves to reading God's word, allowing it to change their lives.
而那是因为缺乏一组人愿意读上帝的话语，愿上帝的话语改变他们生命。
It's kind of like the young girl that was cleaning her house one day.
就好像一个女孩在打扫屋子。
The mother was giving her all these different chores.
母亲给她这么多的工作。
And she was dusting all the shelves.
她就在清理这书架。
And she came across this big Bible laying on the shelf.
她就看到书架上有一本很大本的圣经。
She wiped the dust off of it.
啊、就骂了这圣经一下。
And it was just so much dust, she started coughing.
扫了一扫，然后她太多灰尘了，开始咳了。
And it said Holy Bible.
然后这边就看到圣经。
She said, that looks strange.
她就说，这个很奇怪。
Mommy, whose book is this?
妈妈，这是谁的书啊？
The mother said, well, honey, that's God's book. That's the Bible.
那妈就说，女儿啊，这是上帝的书，这是圣经啊。
And the little girl said, well, we should probably give it back to him because we're sure not using it.
小女孩就说，我们应该把这本书还给他，因为我们根本没有在用这本书啊。
That may seem funny to us.
因为对我们来说可能很可笑。
And it's a cute joke.
很可笑，非常好笑的一个笑话。
But the sad thing is that is becoming more and more of a reality in homes today.
但是可怜的是，现在在基督教的家庭里，这变成了一种现实。
A recent poll said that 66 people could not tell who gave the Sermon on the Mount.
而调查显示66%的人不知道谁给了耶稣的这个证道。
60% of Christians did not even believe in the Holy Trinity.
68%的基督徒根本不知道这个圣父、圣子、圣灵三一真神是什么。
And nearly 80% of Christians could not even name a single Old Testament prophet, not even one.
几乎 80% 的人不能讲出一个旧约的先知，连一个都讲不出。
We are getting in a dangerous place, friends.
我们越来越进入到一个非常危险的时代。
91% of Americans own a Bible, did you know that?
91% 的美国人有圣经，你知道吗？
And 85% of people consider themselves to be Christians.
85% 的人认为自己是基督徒。
But only 40% of those people say that they have had a born-again experience.
当中就48%的人说他们有这个重生的经验。
56% of those people believe that they will get to heaven by doing good things, doing good deeds in their life.
48% 中的56%说他们在生命中如果做善事的话就能去天国。
And 61% of Christians today do not believe that the Holy Spirit is real.
61% 的基督徒不相信圣灵是真的。
It's no wonder today.
难怪今日。
That Christianity has become the laughing stock of the world.
基督徒成为世界的笑。
Because many Christians today don't even know what they really believe in.
很多基督徒连他们信的是什么都不知道。
Many people today don't even know what the Bible says, much less allowing it to take control of their lives.
连圣经说的是什么都不知道。更不用说要让圣经，要让上帝掌控我们生命。
The Bible said that in the last days there would be a famine in the land for the want of the word of God.
圣经说在末日里会有这个饥荒，而且是为上帝的话语而饥荒。
And surely today the word of God is all around us, and yet there's a famine in the land.
而今日虽然圣经、上帝的话语都充满着这个全地，但是还是有着上帝话语的惊慌。
Time Magazine recently wrote an article asking the question, is the Bible really true? Is it fact or is it fiction?
在文章就是说圣经是真的还是假的呢？
And so how do we answer that question?
我们如何回答这个问题呢？
If someone came up to you and said, what are the reasons why you believe in the Bible, would you be able to tell them?
如果有一个人今日来到你面前问你，
Someone may not even be against the Bible. But they say, you need to convince me of why you believe in it. Can you give me the reasons why?
但他们说,
what would you say?
你会说什么呢?
Many people today don't know what they would say.
And
so what really are the evidences that the Bible is true? Is there any evidence or do we just take it by faith?
所以圣经有没有证据证明圣经是真实的？还是我们说了只是单靠信心就讲圣经是真的？
You know, many Adventists today can easily tell someone why we keep the Sabbath.
可能很多复灵信徒可以跟别人解释为什么他们守安息日。
Turn to this text.
可以翻去这章这节。
Turn to that text.
翻去那个章节。
I'll show you why I believe in the Sabbath.
我给你看为什么相信安息日。
But what if someone wanted to know why do you believe in the Bible?
但是如果有人要知道为什么你相信圣经呢?
Because they say, I'm an atheist.
对他们说,哦,我是无神论者。
I don't believe in the Bible.
我不相信圣经。
You cannot use the Bible to convince that person of that God is real.
你不能用圣经来证明上帝是真的。
There's a term that we call apologetics.
在英文有一个词语就是要 如何给他们这些答案?
And it doesn't mean to apologize.
当然不是说要道歉。
It means that we defend what we believe without defend what we believe to people who don't believe in the Bible without using the Bible.
这个是我们如何 捍卫圣经但是没有用到圣经里头的事。
In other words, if somebody doesn't believe the Bible, you can't use the Bible in your defense.
所以当如果有人不 相信圣经的话, 你不能用圣经来捍卫圣经。
You have to use reason,
你需要用理论,
logic and evidence,
这些, 证据。
And so that's what apologetics is. It's simply giving a defense for something you believe in.
所以这些回答, 这些, 你如何回答, 是, 怎么回答这些, 争论?
I want to look at a text with you in 1 Peter chapter 3.
所以我要和你, 翻到彼得前书第三章,
1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15.
彼得前书三章第十五节,
and this is a challenge that God gives to every Christian.
这是上帝给每个基督徒的一个挑战,
and we need to have this in our hearts today.
而我们需要在今日在我们心里有这个,
1 Peter 3:15.
彼得前书三章十五节,
says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts.
只要心里尊主基督为圣,
and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
有人问你们心中盼望的缘由, 就要常做准备温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
And so anytime anybody asks us, we ought to be ready.
所以每次有人要问我们说我们应该已经准备好了。
Even if they don't believe in the Bible, we should have an answer.
他们不相信圣经我们也要有准备好的答案。
So the goal of apologetics is to make them think with about the reason why the Bible can be trusted without even using the Bible.
所以这个有这个, 道理的原因就是
Because if you say to that person, the Bible says this, the Bible says that, it's not going to help them.
如果你对他们说圣经说这个说经圣经说那个，他们根本不会相信。
So today we want to look at different evidences of why the Bible can be trusted.
所以今天我们要看几个证明为何圣经能够被信任。
But first we want to ask the question, what does the Bible claim about itself?
第一，我们要问圣经说自己是什么呢？
There's a great text in 2 Timothy 3:16.
提摩太后书三章十六节有说到。
A beautiful text that we hold dear.
我们非常喜欢的一个章节。
And it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
所以说圣经都是神所默示的。
How much scripture?
多少的圣经呢?
All scripture, the Bible says.
都是的吗? 所有的圣经都是。
Now I want you to think about this for a minute.
所以让我们想一想。
For that is a mighty big claim, isn't it?
那是一个很大的一个, 宣称了，对吧?
That is a bold claim. A bold, certain statement.
非常一个大的，非常肯定的一个一句话，对吗？
In other words, what the Bible says about itself.
就是说圣经说自己是什么呢？
Is that everything that is written in this book has been inspired and authored by the God of heaven himself.
里头的每一章每一节都是由上帝所指引的。
That's a bold statement.
是非常大胆的一句话。
Another statement Jesus makes.
另一句话，耶稣如何说呢？
Matthew 27:43. He said, "I am the Son of God."
耶稣说自己是神的儿子。
Now I want you to think about this for a minute.
让我们想一想。
As Christians, we don't think anything about that.
作为基督徒，我们一点也没有想到。
We believe that Jesus was who He said He was.
我们相信耶稣是神的儿子啊。
But what if I came into this room?
那如果来到这个房间。
And I said to you.
我对你说。
After you had only met me for a few minutes.
假如已经遇见我几分钟。
I said, I am the Son of God.
我就跟你说，我是神的儿子。
And you say, yes, Brother West, we know that the Bible says that we are the sons of God.
哦，你就说，哦，对 ，Brother West， 啊。
But I say, no, you don't understand what I'm saying.
我说,
I am the Son of God. The Son of God that came from heaven. Would you have a difficulty believing me? And then I said, not only am I the Son of God, but I'm also the Savior, the Messiah of the world.
就是不止我是神的儿子，我也是世界的救主，我是弥赛亚。
Would you have trouble with that?
你会很困难相信我吗？
Yes.
有吗？对吗？
So think about it this way.
所以我们想想看。
For somebody who does not believe in the Bible.
不相信圣经的人。
For someone to make the claim that they are divine, they are the Son of God, the Savior of the world, that's a bold statement.
如果有人说他自己是神的儿子，这是很大胆的一个说法。
And you need to have evidence to back that up, right?
而你需要有证据来证明，对吗？
And so for the Hindu or the Muslim or the Buddhist or the atheist.
所以新都教啊、回教啊、佛教啊、还有无神论者。
For those groups of people, for Jesus to make this statement is a very bold statement.
对这些人来说，耶稣如果做出这样的一句话、这样的宣称，是一个非常大胆的宣称。
So what evidence is there?
那里有什么证据呢？
There's an interesting quote that I read from this man named Josh McDowell.
我从这个作者读到一个非常有趣的一个章节。And
I have found this to be so true.
这是非常真实的。
He says, why doesn't the names of Buddha, Muhammad, or Confucius offend people?
为什么可能佛的回教徒的这个先知，还有孔夫子的名字不会让人感到激动？
Have you ever noticed that?
你有没有看到这些事情发生？
In America, it's especially true.
尤其在美国。
They are passing laws now that force schools to teach about Islam.
他们可能在逼学校教导关于回教的事。
To teach about Buddhism.
教导佛教的事。
Because they want our kids to be exposed to all the different world religions.
也还有我们的孩子被暴露于不同的宗教。
But if a student even bows their head to pray to Christ in school, they can be expelled.
但是如果一个人低头向基督做祷告的话，
If they wear a t-shirt to school, they can be expelled if it says something about Christ on it or has a cross.
如果他们的衣服上说到基督啊，或者有一个十字架的话，他们可能就被踢出学校。
So why is this the case?
所以为什么这样子呢?
Very simply.
非常简单的。
Because none of these other people claim to be God, but Jesus did.
所以这些没有人，他们都没有说自己是上帝。 但是耶稣说了,
Jesus himself claimed to be the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Messiah of the world.
耶稣自己说自己是基督，是神的儿子，而且是世界的弥赛亚救主。
So that is one thing that sets Christianity apart.
所以这是基督教的不同之处。
Is that Jesus and no other claim to be God, claim to be divine.
耶稣宣称自己是神圣的，就是上帝。
And so, how can we find this evidence? Where is this evidence? What evidence is there to prove that this could be true?
我们怎能找到呢? 怎能证明这是真的呢?
Because many people today just aren't seeing it.
因为今日的人都看不到。
I want to give you several reasons why you can trust the Bible.
我可以给你几个原因，为什么我们能相信圣经。
The first one is prophecy.
第一是预言。
A very interesting text from Isaiah 42.
以赛亚42章的一个非常有趣的章节。
He says this.
这里说到,
I am the Lord.
我是主。
New things do I declare before they spring forth, I tell you of them.
看啊,先前的事已经成就,现在我将心事说明。
He also says this in Isaiah 46.
也在以赛亚书46章这样说的。
He says, Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other.
要记得之前的事,而因为我是上帝,没有其他的上帝了。
I declare the end from the beginning.
我能宣称从以前到,我宣称从以前就宣称这些事了。
And from ancient times, things that are not yet done.
而还有古代的时候未发生的事。
Now think about this.
让我们想一想。
This is a powerful statement that God is making here.
上帝在做出一个非常强烈的一句话。
God says, before something happens in the world, I tell you about it.
上帝在说，如一件事在世界上发生之前，我就跟你说了。
That involves a huge, huge risk.
是有很大很大的风险。
Because essentially, God is making predictions about what?
上帝在预测什么呢?
About the future, right?
预测未来的吗?
Now let's suppose that I came into the room and I gave you like 1,000 predictions that are going to happen in the course of the next 10 years.
假如我进来这个房间,我给你1,000个预测关于到未来会发生的事。
And I said, write them all down because they're going to happen just like this in the next 10 years.
我说写下来,因为10年以来就会一直发生这样的事。
And the time came for the first thing to happen, and it happened just like I said.
而当第一件事要发生的时候,就发生了,跟我说的一样。
What would you think?
你会觉得怎么样?
Whoa, this guy may know something, right?
哇,这个人应该知道某件事吧?
But it's probably just coincidence.
但是可能是巧合吧?
And then the second thing happened, just like I told you it would.
而另一件事又发生了,就像我跟你说的一样。
And then the third and the fourth and the fifth.
第三,第四,第五也是一样。
All the way up until the 999th item that I told you came true. Everything came true, just like I said.
直到第999样事,全部都发生了。
But then the 1,000th thing, the last thing on the list,
但是第1,000样事,最后一样事,
it didn't happen.
没有发生.
Could you trust me anymore?
你还可以相信我吗?
You couldn't trust me, could you?
不能,对吗?
Because even though I had been right 999 times,
虽然我已经对了999次,
and I claimed to be 100% accurate,
我自己说我是100%准确的,
even if I was wrong one time, you could never trust me again, right?
就算我错一次, 你也不能再相信我了,
Think of, isn't it true?
对吗?
Think about what God is doing here.
想想上帝在做什么?
He is claiming 100% accuracy.
他说他100%的准确。
He's putting himself on the line.
他就可以说冒这个很大的危险。
And if he is wrong even ever one time, we can't trust him anymore. We can't trust the Bible.
他如果单单错一次,我们就不能相信上帝,我们就不能相信圣经了。
No, God made thousands of predictions in the Bible.
上帝在圣经中做出了很多千千的预言。
And up to this point, they have all come true.
而直到现在都实现了。
So prophecy is an evidence that the Bible can be trusted.
所以预言是一个证明,证明到圣经能够被信任。
Let me share a few prophecies with you that have come true.
我和你分享几个预言已经实现了。
In the book of Daniel chapter 2, chapter 7, and chapter 8, you're well familiar with these prophecies.
但以理二章,七章,八章, 我们都很熟悉这些预言吧。
God predicted four world empires that would come into existence hundreds of years before they ever did.
上帝在几百年前就预言到这些国度会兴起。
In fact, God didn't just say, oh, some nation would rise.
上帝不只说,哦,可能这个某个国度会兴起。
But in Daniel 7, and specifically in Daniel chapter 8, he actually mentions the countries by name.
但以理七章甚至指明了但以理第八章里面, 很指明的有提出这个国家的名字说的。
So Daniel only lived up until the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians.
所以但以理只活到这个马代波斯的时代。
Daniel died during that time period.
但以理就在马代波斯的时代死去了。
And yet the Bible specifically mentions Greece as the next nation that would overthrow Medo-Persia.
但是圣经很指明的说到希腊将会打赢这个马代波斯, 然后
He mentions Alexander the Great. And that the empire of Alexander would be divided into four parts. We don't have time to go into it all here, but these things are revealed in detail in those prophecies. And they all happen exactly with perfect accuracy, just like Daniel said they would. Daniel was dead for a long time before these things ever happened. How is it possible that he could have known? It's impossible. Except that God was the one that showed it to him. Another prophecy was Cyrus the Great. In Isaiah 45, Cyrus is mentioned specifically as the one who would overthrow Babylon.
很明显地说到他会推翻巴比伦,
but that, and that doesn't sound like that big of a deal.
而这听起来没有非常的大不了,
but here's the catch.
但是重要的是这样,
is that Cyrus was mentioned by name 150 years before he was ever born.
这个塞鲁斯出生之前的150年, 已经被指明了,他的名字被说出来,他会推翻巴比伦。
A lot of people have said, well, the book of Daniel must have been written after all those things happened.
很多人说,但以理书肯定是在这些事情发生后写的。
That's the only reasonable explanation.
这是唯一有可能发生的事。
But they have checked the dates.
但是他们查了这个时间。
And they have found that the book of Daniel was written exactly when it claimed to be written. And that the book of Daniel was not written beforehand. I meant to say it wasn't written afterhand. And the mouth of the skeptics have been closed. Other prophecies. The breakup of the Roman Empire into 10 parts.
人说,罗马帝国将会分成十个部分,
predicted hundreds of years before it ever happened.
发生之前,好几百年前就被预言到了,
disasters.
可能这些不同的灾难,
wars and all kinds of problems. Everything we see today was predicted by Jesus 2,000 years ago.
战争啊,还有很多不同的这些, 事物现在都上百年前,上千年前都被预言到了。
Jesus said that right before the end of time, wars, natural disasters, and all these terrible things would increase right before he came.
在世界的末期,耶稣说到,这些灾难啊,战争啊,这些不同的东西会一直的增长直到他来到。
It's amazing because when you look at the Bible,
非常奇妙,因为当你看到圣经的时候,
specifically Matthew chapter 24,
指明了马太福音24章,
and when you look at the list of things that Jesus said would happen before the end,
你看到耶稣说到会发生的事,
and now you look at the newspaper each day,
而我们每天看看报纸,
those same things are happening that Jesus said.
耶稣所说的事一直都在发生。
Prophecy is being fulfilled today.
预言一直被实现。
This is evidence that Jesus and the Bible are true.
这能证明圣经还有耶稣是真的。
The question we ask is this.
我们问的问题是这样。
How could a mere man know 2,500 years of history in advance with 100% accuracy?
单单的人的凡人如何 在2500年前就述说世界历史,而且是100%的准确性。
It's impossible.
是不可能的。
Except that God was the one that revealed it to him.
除非上帝向他显明。
When I was in college,
当我在大学的时候,
and I was an atheist, but then I became a Christian,
我曾经是无神论者,但是我成为了基督徒。
One of the greatest evidences to me that the Bible could be trusted was prophecy.
对我来说,最大的证明圣经是真的,就是预言。
And when I learned all of these things,
当我学习这些事的时候,
I went to my college professors who had made fun of the Bible, who had laughed at the Bible.
我去到我的大学教授,因为他们取笑这些圣经。
And I said, please give me an explanation for what I found here.
我说,帮我解释,我在这里找到了这些事。
I said, please show me that this is false, somehow.
我说,帮,给我看看,让我看看这个如何是虚假的。
And guess what they said?
然后你猜猜他们所说的?
Nothing. Because they had no answer for this. And they could not give me an explanation. There was also prophecies about the Messiah. I'm not going to go through all of them. There's over 300 of them. But some of the most common were that he was betrayed by a friend. He was sold for 30 pieces of silver. What's amazing is this. Is that the prophecy that was foretold about Jesus being betrayed for 30 pieces of silver was told in the Old Testament hundreds of years before Jesus was alive.
说到, 耶稣会被三两银子出卖的这个预言, 是在旧约里,
the amount that is mentioned in that Old Testament prophecy was 30 pieces of silver, and that was the price of a slave.
当时那三两银子是一个奴隶的价钱在旧约时代。
But it wasn't the price of a slave in the days of the prophet that wrote it.
但是在就是在耶稣的时代是一个奴隶的价钱，对不起，但是在那个先知的时代并不是奴隶的价钱。
The price of a slave for 30 pieces of silver was during the time period of Jesus.
在耶稣的时代，这三两银子才是这奴隶的价钱。
So how did that man know exactly how much the price of a slave would be in Jesus' day? There's no way possible.
所以这个人怎么知道，这个先知怎么知道耶稣会被这三两银子而出卖呢？他是不可能知道的。
Jesus fulfilled over 300 prophecies that were written before his life in the Old Testament.
耶稣实现了超过300个预言，而且这些全部在旧约，而且是在他出生之前的好几百年前。
His birth and his birthplace.
他出生，他的出生还有他出生的地方。
His betrayal and the price paid for him.
他被出卖，而且还有那个价钱。
His beating and abuse.
他被殴打。
They pierced his hands and his feet.
他刺穿他的手，他们刺穿他的手和脚。
He was numbered with the transgressors.
他与罪人被同定。
They cast lots for his clothing.
他们去抽签来得到他的衣裳。
His words on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他在十字架上的话，父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们不知自己所做。
All of these things were predicted beforehand about Jesus.
这些事都已经预先已经被预言到了。
One of the most amazing prophecies about Christ.
关于耶稣最奇特的一个预言。
Is in Psalm 22.
是在诗篇22章。
It says, they pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22:16.
诗篇22章第16节说到, 他们扎了我的手和我的脚。
Now think about this.
帮我想一想。
When this was written,
当这个被写下来的时候,
it was in the days of King David.
是在大卫王的时候,
about 2,000 years before the times of the Romans.
几乎罗马时代之前的2000年,
crucifixion was not even invented yet.
但是都没有这个十字架的这个刑罚。
Crucifixion was invented by the Romans almost 1,500 years later.
十字架刑罚就被罗马, 罗马帝国, 被发明,
and yet writing about the Messiah, King David said, they pierced my hands and my feet.
但是写着关于弥赛亚，大卫王就说了，他们扎了我的手和我的脚，就是说他们刺穿了我的手和我的脚。
He didn't even know that, what that was.
他们都不知道是什么意思。
And yet he wrote it about Jesus beforehand.
但他们预先就写了这个字，这些字。
There was a college professor
有一个大学教授,
who wanted to figure out what are the odds that one man could fulfill just eight, only eight out of the 300 prophecies concerning Jesus.
他们在想，如果一个人，普通的人，要实现这个八个关于基督的预言。 应该需有多大的可能性?
What are the odds that one man, not all of them, but just eight?
只是一个人实现八个这个预言，不是全部300多个。
Do you want to know what he found?
你要知道他发现什么吗?
These are the odds, right here.
这是这个可能性。
This number is so large.
这个数目是多么的大。
That it's nearly impossible.
几乎是不可能的。
And yet there is not a man who fulfilled only eight.
但是有一个人不止实现了八个,
which is nearly impossible. You see this. But there is a man who fulfilled all 300. It wasn't Buddha.
不是,
it wasn't Confucius.
也不是孔子,
and it wasn't Muhammad.
也不是回教先知,
it was Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督.
Prophecy today tells us that the Bible is true.
先知预言今日告诉我们,
it tells us that the Bible is inspired today. It tells us that we can trust it with our lives. It is unlike any other book. Because no other book predicts the future. But the Bible does with 100% accuracy. I want to talk now about archaeology, the second reason you can trust the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, every single book in the Bible can draw some kind of support from archaeology. Did you know that? In other words, something from every book, at least one thing from every book that's mentioned, has been discovered somehow through archaeology. Archaeology, though, does not prove that the Bible is inspired from God. You may say, well, wait a minute, how can you say that? This is what the archaeology does for us. It helps confirm the historical accuracy of the Bible. Does that make sense?
有道理吗?
In other words, when the Bible said something would happen, archaeology confirms that it really happened just like it said and when it said.
就是当圣经说, 这个东西会发生的时候, 考古学可以证明那样东西是在那个时间发生的。
Prophecy proves that the Bible is given from God because it predicts the future.
预言证明圣经是从上帝那里来的，因为它预知未来。
See, for many years there have been attacks on the Bible.
很多年以来都有人攻击圣经。
The Bible would record certain events that it claimed happened in history. And skeptics of the Bible would say all those things never ever happened. They're just fairy stories.
只是这些天方夜谭。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because there has never been any other evidence found outside of the Bible that supports this fact that this thing happened.
为圣经以外,没有任何的历史记载证明这些事发生。
And so, for many years, the Bible was attacked.
所以很多年以来,圣经一直被攻击。
But now there have been many recent discoveries.
但是现在,现今有很多的新的发现。
Many powerful discoveries.
很多有力的发现。
And I'm going to share some of them with you.
我要与你分享一些。
But I also want to share another fact.
那我要与你分享另一个事实。
And that's this.
就是这个。
That there has never been an artifact.
不曾有一个这些考古学的古物。
Ever discovered in archaeology that disproves the Bible.
不曾有一个考古学的古物证明圣经是错的。
Isn't that an amazing thought?
是不是非常奇妙的呢?
There's never been anything dug up ever that says that the Bible isn't true.
被挖出来的任何一样东西,没有一样证明圣经是错的。
But every archaeological find has proven that the Bible is truly what it says it is.
但是每个关于圣经的这些考古学的这些寻找的东西,
That's an amazing statement.
是非常奇妙的一句话。
So what are some of these archaeological evidences?
但是这些不同的证明是什么呢?
I want to share about five of them with you.
我要与你分享大概五个证据。
There's one known as the city of Ebla.
一个叫Ebla的城市。
And it was found in Syria in the late 1970s.
可以在西律亚找到。
So along with the city of Ebla, there were about 15,000 clay tablets that were found.
而可以在那边找到大概15,000个这个用泥做的板。
What's the big deal about this?
又有什么大不了呢?
What does it mean to us?
对我们来说有什么益处呢?
These tablets dated all the way back to the days of the patriarchs like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这些泥的板啊都证明
Now, there were quite a few places that have been mentioned in the Bible, and there's been no other evidence that they existed.
圣经有很多地点在其他的考古学的历史上根本没有记载到。
Some of those places were Sodom and Gomorrah.
其中一个是索多摩和俄摩拉。
Quite a few other places that skeptics said never existed.
还有很多不同的地方这些怀疑圣经的人说不可能发生。
But here's the amazing thing. Is that when they found these clay tablets, all the names of these places that had been mentioned in the Bible, they also found on these tablets. Where no other place had ever shown them. That's incredible. What does it say?
这里说了,代表着什么呢?
That the Bible is historically accurate.
代表着圣经是历史上是正确的。
It's not just some book that somebody sat down and made up.
不是有一个人坐下来就乱乱写出来。
But it follows historical accuracy.
有根据这些历史的正确性。
Guess what happened when this was discovered? Guess what happened to the mouths of the skeptics?
想想这些考古学的发现出来的时候，这些怀疑论者都说什么了？
It was closed. They didn't have anything else to say. Then they focused their attack somewhere else. They said, oh, well, there's one thing that weren't mentioned in those tablets. In the Bible, there's what's known as the Hittite nation. Have you've heard of them before? You know, you have the Hittites and the Moabites and the Perizzites and all the ites. There's lots of ites in the Bible, right? And there's all kinds of, the Bible mentions the Hittites over and over again. In fact, 47 times in the Bible, the Hittites are mentioned. Skeptics said, oh, the Hittites never ever existed. And the Bible is just nonsense. But guess what happened in 1906? The capital city of the Hittites was discovered. And more than 1,200 years, over 1,000 years of historical records inside the city of the Hittites.
在那个赫文的这个首都里发现大概1,200年的这个历史都发现.
There was something discovered known as the Sumerian Kings List.
有一个这个名单是称为苏玛利亚王的名单被找到了.
This was a very unique list.
这是一个非常独特的一个名单.
What it did is it showed a list of kings that ruled for many centuries.
所以这个给你看到不同的王在什么时代里在管着这个国家.
And it's very, very interesting what you find in the record of these kings.
而你在这些历史上可以看到这个记录是非常有趣的。
Is that there was a time period recorded in this list where kings were ruling for hundreds of years at a time.
有一个时代我们可以看到有些王一直的占领好几百年。
But then this list shows there was a great flood upon the earth that destroyed the world.
但是突然间可以看到 突然间有一个洪水消灭了全世界。
And then after that flood, it shows a list of kings that began to rule again.
洪水之后，他们又给你看这些不同的王的朝代。
Guess what happened to the ages or the lifespans of these kings after the flood?
你想想王的岁数之后，在洪水之后是如何的呢？
Guess what happened to the ages?
想想他们的这些朝代啊，这些
They got much shorter. What does that tell us?
代表着什么呢?
That the Bible
圣经,
it is not the only place where we find the record of a worldwide flood.
不止圣经说到一个世界急的洪水,
it is not the only place we find where people live for hundreds of years, but after the flood, their lifespans decrease.
不只是唯一个地方我们可以看到人们活了好几百年, 但是在洪水之后, 他们的寿命缩短到
But there are records that prove outside of the Bible that there was a flood.
但是圣经以外有记录说到有这个洪水。
And man once lived much longer than he does today.
而人们曾经活过好几百岁，远远超过今日的寿命。
Then skeptics pointed to Sodom and Gomorrah.
他们这些怀疑论者就要转向索多玛和俄摩拉。
And they said, all Sodom and Gomorrah never existed. You mean to tell me that God called fire down from heaven and destroyed a whole city? Come on, that's crazy.
你就是说，哦，上帝叫火下来消灭整个城市吗？ 不可能的。
But then guess what happened?
想想发生了什么事？
Once again,
再一次的,
they found a city
他们发现了一个城市,
that had been destroyed by fire. Not just ordinary fire, but fire that was, the city was found to have a high deposit of sulfur. The Bible says the Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed with fire and brimstone, which is the same thing. Guess where they found this city? And exactly the same place where the Bible said it was located. Very interesting, friends. The skeptics had to close their mouths again. Notice this statement. From Encyclopedia. Baker Encyclopedia of Christian Apologetics. He says, there is even evidence that the layers of rock were molded together by intense heat, and evidence of burning has been found on Mount Sodom.
就在这个索多玛的, 山上, 可以看到有很多不同的这些石头啊, 这些的形状, 还有不同的这些形成, 可以看到这些都是因为剧烈的热度而使它们变
Can you imagine today
所以你可以想象吗?
That for years skeptics said it never happened, but then they found it?
这么多年以来，这些怀疑论者说不可能发生的，但是他们找到了。There was
also the city of Jericho.
也有耶利哥城。
It was discovered between 1930 and 1936. And the Bible says that when the city fell, the children of Israel walked around it seven times and the city fell outward. There's an interesting thing that presents a problem with that.
非常有趣的一点是关于这一点。That
is that when a wall crumbles, it never falls outward.
就是当一个墙倒塌的时候，不会向外倒塌。You
can do it 1,000 times.
你可以一直让这个墙倒塌。And
how will the walls fall?
那墙会怎么倒塌呢?
Inward.
向内倒塌。But
when they discovered the city of Jericho,
但是他们发现这个耶利哥城的时候,
they saw that the walls fell outward just like the Bible had said.
他们看到这个耶利哥城就像圣经所说的那个墙是一向外倒的。
There were many, many other findings that coincided with what the Bible said as well.
而且有很多例子也与圣经相符相成。
There were several others.
还有很多不同的。
Let me share some of them with you. There were the Dead Sea Scrolls found in 1948. And for years, skeptics said, oh, we have no record that the same Bible that you read today is the same Bible that they used back then. But then they found these scrolls. And they found that these scrolls dated back hundreds of years, all the way back until 150 BC. And what's amazing is that because these are some of the oldest manuscripts on record, over 2,000 years old,
2000年了,
And you can take the manuscript, which is in Hebrew,
你可以拿这个希伯来文的原稿,
and you can compare it to the Bible that we have today,
然后与我们今日的圣经相比,
and it's 99% accurate.
而可以说是99%的准确,
that's amazing, friends.
是非常奇妙的,
that shows that God preserves His Word down through time.
这证明在时间的过去,
and the same Bible we hold today is the same Bible they used back then.
今日我们所握住的圣经和他们几千年前用的圣经是几乎一样。Then
there was the Moabite stone in 1868.
他们在1968年发现了这个所谓摩亚人的这石头，被称为摩亚石。And
so what the Moabite stone did was it was an incredible discovery.
这个摩亚石是个一个非常奇特的一个发现。Because
all through the Bible, it talks about the Moabites fighting with the Israelites.
所以圣经里我们可以看到这些摩亚人与以色列人
And over and over and over again, there's these battles that are taking place. The problem was that nowhere else in history could this be found.
问题是历史上这个没有被记载。
And so skeptics said that these battles never could have existed.
所以怀疑论者就说这些事情根本没有发生过。
But then when the Moabite stone was discovered, they found this to be false.
但是摩亚人，摩亚石被发现之后，他们发现他们所宣称的全是都是虚假的。Now
suppose that I get in a fight with somebody.
可能我与一个人打架。My
good friend here.
可能我和他一起打。And
we get in a fight, and he gives me a black lip, and I give him a black eye.
可能我打伤了他的嘴巴，他就打伤了我的眼睛。When
we finish that fight, Guess what?
当我们打完架, 你觉得会如何呢?
Are we going to have two different stories, yes or no?
我们会有两种不同的故事吗?
He's going to think that he beat me, and I'm going to think that I whipped him good.
我就说我打赢了他,但是他一定说他把我打得很惨。
And so, and everybody in the room might have a different perspective. They might have a different story.
所以每个房里的每个人可能都有不同的版本。
Of course, everyone would say that I won.
当然每个人会说他赢了。
But nonetheless, there's two different sides of the story.
但是还是会有两个层面，对吗?
But this is the amazing thing about the Moabite stone.
但是关于摩亚石的是一个非常奇特的事。
When they compared the story of the Moabites,
当他们用摩亚人的这故事,
from the Moabite stone,
从摩亚石,
when they compared that to the story of the Israelites from the Bible,
与圣经中以色列人的故事的版本,
guess what they said?
当他们比较起来的时候，你觉得是什么怎么样的呢?
The same thing.
他们说的是一样的。
That's amazing, friends.
是非常奇妙的。
Two different sides told the same story.
两个不同的这个两个敌对的这两组人，他们说了一样的故事。
Do you think that's by coincidence, yes or no?
你觉得这个是凑巧吗?
Not at all.
根本不是。
The Cyrus cylinder was also discovered, a very similar story. That had to deal with the Medes and the Persians. When they lined it up to the Bible, they said the same thing. Then in 1799, there was a discovery made by Napoleon and his men. They discovered the Rosetta Stone. And the Rosetta Stone was written in three languages.
Rosetta Stone就是一个石头，说到了有三个语言，被用三个语言而写。
It was written in Greek.
用希腊文。
It was written in local Egyptian.
就是当地埃及人的语言。
And it was also written in hieroglyphics.
还有在象形文字。
But the problem was, no one could understand the hieroglyphics.
但是问题是没有人了解这些象形文字在说什么。
Finally, they figured out how to read them.
最后他们发现如何读出这个象形文字。
After about 30 years, they were deciphered.
大概30年后，他们被解开了这个密码。
At that point, they were able to start reading all the hieroglyphics that had been recorded on the pyramids.
他们就能读了这些金字塔内的这些象形文字。
Guess what they found?
你猜猜他们发现什么?
They found many of the stories about the children of Israel that when they were enslaved in Egypt, written in the hieroglyphics.
他们发现很多说到关于以色列人当他们在埃及做奴隶的时候的故事都在金字塔内用象形文字被写出来。
They found the same things that were written in the Bible.
一样跟圣经一样的故事都被写出来。
And even more amazing story is this.
更奇妙的故事就是这一点。
Is that they found hieroglyphics that showed seven skinny cows and seven fat cows.
而他们发现一个象形文字是有九个很瘦的牛，还有九个肥牛。
And the note said, 7 years we ate, and 7 years we had none.
而下面就写着，我们吃了七年，七年过后就没有了吃了。
And then it describes a man who was like the savior of Egypt.
就说了一个人似乎是埃及人的救主。
Guess who that was?
猜猜是谁呀？
It's the story of Joseph. They made this discovery through the hieroglyphics in the Rosetta Stone. Now I want to ask you a very interesting question. What do all of these, the dates of these discoveries have in common? The city of Ebla in the 1970s. The Hittite nation in 1906. The city of Jericho in the 1930s. The Dead Sea Scrolls in 1948. The Moabite Stone in 1868.
1868年发现这个摩亚人的石头,
and the Rosetta Stone in
1799.
What do all these dates have in common? Does anyone know? They are all after 1798. Friends, do you think that that could possibly be by coincidence?
朋友们，你都觉得这是凑巧的吗？
I don't think so.
我不觉得是这样。
God fulfilled prophecy in 1798. And in 1798, we entered into the time of the end. And since that time, God has been allowing men to make discoveries in archaeology that confirm the truthfulness of God's word.
找到关于证明上帝话可信度的这些话,
that in itself ought to tell us something. There's a text in the Bible, Luke 19, verse 40. Jesus said, I tell you, if my disciples keep quiet, the very stones will cry out.
耶稣说,
Friends, today the stones are crying out.
朋友们，今天这些石头都呼叫出来了。
That we can trust the Bible.
我们可以相信圣经。
That we are living in the last days.
我们活在末日了。
Jesus is coming soon.
耶稣即将来。
The Bible is true.
圣经是真实的。
And it's relevant for our lives today.
对我们生命是非常有关的。
In our next class, we're going to discover a few more evidences for the Bible, including science.
下一课程我们会看到 证明圣经的准确度的还有多几样事情，包括科学。
And then we're going to look at what makes Christianity different.
我们会看看什么使基督教与其他宗教不同。
And how can I reach the mind of the atheist and the secular?
而如何赢得这无神论者还有这个属世的人的人？
How many of you have more confidence that God's word can be trusted?
现在你们比较有信心对上帝的话语吗？
Amen. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today we tremble, knowing that we are indeed living in the last days, that your word is true. You give us solid evidence for your existence. Lord, help us to trust you more. Help us to be serious about reaching out to others. And may these be tools that will be valuable in our hands. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.